And I recall this tale that was told. It says about John. He was a slave and he was a house servant. And he used to serve the table all the time. And he used to, he had to serve his master steaks and all such things as that. But when it came down for him to eat, he always had to eat black molasses and fat meat. So he sort of resented that, and he had heard about this passage in the Bible about this great prophet Elijah, some name of that. Anyhow, it was this prophet that was taken up to heaven whole body and soul in a chariot and four white horses. So every night after he cleaned up the dishes and so forth, he used to go out in this field and get under this big oak tree, and he would get down on his knees and he'd pray to the Lord to take him up to heaven whole body and soul like he did Elijah, because he said that the master and all didn't treat him right down here on earth, and they eat steaks and different things and give him black molasses and fat meat. So by and by, one night, the master's son happened to notice John going out every evening after the sun go down, after everything was done. And so he decided to follow him one night to see what was going on. So he hid and he listened to John praying to the Lord. He says, "Oh Lord," says, "these people down here, the little master and all, they treat me, old John, mean." He says, I have to serve them steaks and so forth, and says, and they give me black meat, black molasses and fat back. And says, and old John's tardive says, "Take me to heaven, whole body and soul, that I don't have to die to go there. Take me up whole body and soul." So the son came back and told the father about what was going on. So the father said, "Yeah." He said, well, we'll fix him tonight." Says, "You go down to the barn and get a couple plow lines," and said, "put them together," and said, "we'll get up there ahead of him." So the son went down to the barn and got this two plow lines, attached them together, and they put a noose in it. And they got up in the top of this tree, and so they waited for John to come. So John came, and he got down on the tree, and he says, "Oh Lord," says, "take me to heaven whole body and soul." Says, "these white folks don't treat John right down here." Says, "they just do him all kinds of ways and all." So every time he would pray to the Lord, they would lower the rope, lower and lower. So by and by, John prayed again. Says, "Oh Lord, take me to heaven whole body and soul." And so just at that time, the rope touched John on top of the head. So John said, "Oh Lord," says, "I feel your hand." Said, "I knew you would answer John's prayer." So he prayed to the Lord again. They lowered the rope a little more. So by and by, the noose dropped over his head, fitted around his neck. So when he prayed again the third time, they pulled up on the rope a little bit, and says, John says, "Oh Lord," says, "I feel your hand again." Says, "take me up to heaven whole body and soul." So by and by, they pulled up a little tighter on the rope and kind of choked John. So John says, "Oh Lord," says, "take me up to heaven whole body and soul." Says, "I don't want to stay down here." Says, "I want four white horses and a chariot." So at that time, they pulled the rope a little tighter and could have cut his wind off practically altogether. So by and by, old John says, "Oh Lord," says, "I told you to take me up to heaven whole body and soul. I didn't tell you to choke the hell out of me."